This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence, featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox. Money.
Hello and welcome to Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host, and we have an exciting show today. Three of us in the studio. As usual, we have Alex Klingensmith. You're back from a week off, actually, Alex Klingensmith.
A week off?
You weren't here last week.
I was here last week.
No, remember? What was it, the week before?
We had our annual kickoff.
No, but we, on the radio show. You weren't
last week. I wasn't. Yeah, I know.
Or this is not just a radio show. This is a podcast.
I thought you meant
too.
Like the whole week of work. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure we were all together.
No, I never saw you last week.
Oh, man.
We have a special guest, a returning guest. This is awesome. Back for a second time. Augustine LeBron. And I pronounced your last name.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
You got it bang on.
Man, that's unbelievable. So Augustine's a good friend of mine, and we've played some golf together, and we've talked a lot about business and work. And Augustine is also the author of a book called, why do I not have that in front of me right now?
It's called The Laws of Trading.
That's right. The Laws of Trading. And so we're going to have a cool conversation today about alternative investments. And my friend came to me with an idea, and there's this real estate deal, or my friend's got starting a company, or so on and so forth. Lots of different things, I think, is important, because especially as the economy is booming and things are happening, people are excited, they're deploying money, they're starting investments, and you may get approached by these, and you probably are getting approached by friends, maybe even advisors, on different investments that you should be considering. And when we say different or alternative investments, we're talking about investments that are not the traditional stock market, the traditional bond market. Mm-hmm. So anyway, welcome to the show,
stuff,
guys.
Basically.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. Love to be back.
Financial Detox, you can get a hold of us at financialdetox.com. That's pretty easy. And you can also give us a call at 877-707-8889. We would love to hear from you. And as we do on a lot of shows, this show, we're saying that if you want to sit down with us and have a consultation and look at how these alternative investments or other investments may fit into your portfolio, we invite you to do that. There will be no cost or no charge for that initial conversation. And if there's a good fit, maybe we'll work together in the future. That's the story. So how do you want to tee this off, man? You, Augustine, you got a lot of notes in front of you, and
well,
I like that because you are prepared.
I like to prepare.
Yes.
I was thinking about this last month, and I gave you a call because I have the word investor in my LinkedIn bio. And so what that means is that I get every week a bunch of people messaging me on LinkedIn saying, hey, are you interested in this investment or that investment? Apparently, if you have LinkedIn bio that says investor, you're open for business to any crazy idea that somebody has, right? And it got me to thinking when I thought about it, like, actually a lot of people that I know, people with investable capital, like, they're faced with the same sort of onslaught of people suggesting investments and, hey, think about this, think about that. And I think a lot of people kind of don't really know what to make of it, right? And somehow, maybe because I was on Wall Street and I was a trader, people think that maybe I have the answers, and I don't. Like, I don't have all the answers. I don't have a magic wand that says, like, what's good and what's not. But yeah, like, how should we think about these things, right? How should we try to make that decision?
Right. And it's interesting because I think backing up a bit, even the concept of what is the markets, like, that eludes a lot of people. They say, how are the markets doing today? How are the market doing today? And they think of that fully encompassing as if the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, or the NASDAQ is the market. But when you look at the S&P 500, it's 500 U.S. large cap growth stocks. When you look at the Dow Jones, it's the Dow 30 industrial average, so it's 30 stocks. And the NASDAQ 100 is 100 stocks. You put it together, you got 630 stocks. It is a sliver, a tiny fraction of the totally traded market. But yet, in America,
That's all we talk about.
We talk about that as if it's the market. That is not the market. We should say, hey, how's the small U.S. large cap piece of the market doing? That would be a better way to describe that. And I'm being a little bit facetious and probably going a little bit too extreme.
But not really.
There,
I mean, you could also say, how's the market in Vietnam doing, right? Like, it's a totally different world.
Or how's the bond market? Or how's small cap doing? Mm-hmm. Or how's, you know, small cap value versus small cap growth, or mid cap, or emerging markets, mm-hmm. or long term debt, short term debt. Yeah, so I think it's part of the reason why we came up with Financial Detox as a consumer education brand of people who have money and who have acquired wealth and done, you know, now what do you do with it, right? Yeah. How do you get detoxified from a financial thought process so that you don't make mistakes? Because it's one thing to go through Dave Ramsey's program, which is awesome, about getting out of debt and getting in a space where you can start saving money and mm-hmm. taking care of your family, have your emergency fund, all the baby steps. Awesome. But once you have money and you make mistakes, like you go chase one of these investments that somebody, you can truly destroy wealth or years and years of work and great savings. You can rip it apart pretty quick.
And you can do it maybe for the right reasons with good intentions, but it's not the right thing sometimes.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Absolutely.
Do you think, you guys, this is a question I think might be good for listeners, is as you're a listener on this show and you're like, okay, I hear everything you're saying. Where do I start with the education, the re-education process? Is it, do I need to go and understand all these investments and understand the market, or do I maybe even need to back up to where does good information come from?
Well, I think whenever you get one of these offers, I think the number one question you have to ask yourself is, why is this coming to me? Like, it's not just because, oh, they're my friend and they want to cut me in, right? There's something more to it. Like, what makes me special?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's a hard question to answer for a lot of people, because it cuts through, like, am I just the guinea pig? Am I just the gullible one? Am I the...
Who else passed on this till it got to me?
And you're talking about, like, maybe an email or something in the mail that says, you know, get a 20% a year guaranteed return, or not guaranteed. Actually, they can say guaranteed, can't they?
Well, no. If they're not a security, they're not regulated by anything really. So I think that is unbelievably great point to talk about, because I hear it on the radio. I don't listen to a lot of radio, but a little bit back and forth to and fro work, and it is amazing. Like, you know, property on a Tennessee lake and 20% returns for the last 30 years. This is, you know, forget your stock market portfolio, then the ups and downs and massive volatility. These are real commercials that are bombarding people. Or I love the recent one that's invest in quality Manhattan real estate with, I think they might even say guaranteed, but returns of 10 to 15% a year. Forget the stock. I'm like, you can't. All right.
There's only two guaranteed things in this world. We all know, right? Death and taxes and everything else.
They're coming.
We'll see.
All right. Well, listen, we got to keep this conversation going, but we got to take a very short break. Right. We'll be right back. It's Financial Detox, 877-707-8889. And the intelligence-driven advisor team, Financial Detox. Give us a call. It's Financial Detox, and we're back. We're talking about alternative investments, and we're talking about those shiny objects that come flying at us periodically, where, as Augustine, our special guest today, talked about, you know, why me? Like, why am I getting this opportunity to invest in this special investment? I think it really comes down to this, as we talk about... should you be looking at real estate investments, private real estate investments, RV parks, private companies? Should you be looking at these things versus traditional stocks and bonds? And I think it comes down to a simple, was it David Booth, Alex, who said, the important thing about an investment philosophy is that you have one. But that also means something different. It's the important thing about an investment philosophy is that you have one.
Yep.
And so what is your investment philosophy? What is your plan? Are you going to put 50% of your money in assets that are higher return, higher risk? Because, or are you going to put 10%, or are you going to put 20 or zero? Because there is one thing that is unescapable. It's like death and taxes, and that is risk and return are directly related.
Absolutely.
Almost always. And
and if not, maybe it's just luck then, right?
There's some luck. Yeah, probably.
And some things have a lot of risk and not a lot of return. You can certainly get the downside of that too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So we talked about before the show, and I want to hear your guys' thoughts on this. You know, when you invest in public stock market or bond market, and I'm talking diversified, not just S&P 500, and you're massively diversified, like we build portfolios here at IDA, Intelligence Driven Advisors, very diversified, very well allocated, trimming profits when things go up, adding to things that are down. I'd say this a lot, and I dare say there is no risk if you define risk the way I do, meaning that there's a large possibility, or there's a possibility, excuse me, that I lose all or a substantial portion of my money. It goes away and doesn't come back. In order for that to happen in a well-diversified stock and or bond portfolio, every single publicly traded stock has to cease to exist at quite possibly the exact same time.
Right.
So that's like a full-on, we send all 327 of our nukes and Russia sends all theirs and everyone sends them and it's just over, right? Cataclysmic end to the world. Probably going to be a rough rebuild.
But short of that, that's not going to happen.
You can't have all the public trade. I mean, Johnson & Johnson and Bristol-Myers and, you know.
Capitalism failed in that case.
Yeah, also, exactly.
Society globally. Yeah. Society failed. Humanism failed. And now it's anarchy. You need guns.
All
you
the
need
private stuff's gone way before that. The public stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean,
of course. The leading.
Yeah, no,
leading
fundamentally,
indicator.
when you're making a diversified bet like you're talking about, you're betting on America, you're betting on the world, and you're betting on, you know, things,
civilization
continuing.
That somebody's going to create products and services and sell those for a profit. So what's really cool about that I think people misunderstand is you can build a portfolio very inexpensively, very transparent, regulated, and if you do it correctly, our 30-year number on an all-equity portfolio is around 13% return, compound average annual return. That's enormous.
Absolutely.
That's phenomenal. However, the problem is most investors get a mere fraction of that performance. And the reason why is, I guess it's quote day, tying back to a Warren Buffett quote, your money's like a bar of soap. The more you play with it, the less you're going to have. People try
and, I don't know that quote. That, he said that,
yes,
really?
The people try and time the market. Investors get in, they get out, they get nervous. They have all these different things that are going on that cause them to make behavioral blunders, which is maybe why you might want a coach. Like, you know, yeah, the financial detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. This is what we do, is we help people. One of the things we do, help people avoid making behavioral blunders so that they can extract the returns that are truly available out there in the market that are very few
That's
ever
right.
get to experience.
It sounds like most of the, sorry, I want to ask a question, but
please,
go ahead first.
No, it makes perfect sense because, you know, anytime you make a trade, you go from one thing to another, right? There's fees and costs associated with that.
Sure.
And so the more you trade, the more fees you pay. I mean, that's kind of what pays for those awesome marble foyers in downtown Manhattan, right?
They are nice, aren't they?
They're really nice. but there's a downside to that, right? And the downside is that's coming out of your pocket. And so the more careful and judicious you can be about these things, the better off you're going to be over the long term.
Right. And we, I think we have consequential stacks of data that will show that trading and trying to get in and trying to get out and trying to time
it doesn't work.
Does not work. And so therefore you got not only the cost of trading, which now Schwab says free trading. So TD follows, Fidelity follows, but free trading is not free.
Certainly not.
There are still trading costs, and being from Wall Street, you could probably talk more about that. Talk about bid-ask spreads, trading. I mean, there's costs, even though the trade is free, quote unquote.
It's free on paper, but yeah, there's bid-ask spreads always, right? The fact is, most of those trades that you do on Schwab, they actually don't get sent to the lit markets. They get sent to internalizers that sort of bid for your order flow, right? And the other thing is Schwab, the majority of the revenue that Schwab makes, they actually make it off of the money you have, the cash sitting in your account.
Right.
That's how they can afford to give you quote-unquote free trading, is because they're making right. money in the cash just sitting there.
Well, and what about the difference between a principal trade and an agency trade, right? One, you're acting as a principal, and one, you're trading within your own agency. agency? Is that how it is, where you're trading off your own inventory, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, the question is whether the broker that you're that is your broker, at least in principle, is taking the other side.
And we're not talking about a
doing.
Person as a broker. We're talking about a firm, a broker-dealer.
Like a Schwab or an Ameritrade or something like that. Are they just facilitating your trades with the market, or are they taking the other side of it?
Yeah, and how do you know?
I mean, it's written somewhere in there in that massive document of disclosures that you signed.
But can if they're taking... I'm sorry, go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say, can I bring this back to the private versus public?
Because that's No, because we're having fun.
I know,
on
but
our,
you guys will
on
go off
wing,
on the trading because we have experts in trading here, which is cool. The last time you were on the show, we actually just talked about that only.
It was
fun.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question because a lot of the show so far has been kind of a negative towards, you know, private investments, right?
Yeah.
But I know both of you, each one of you, and each one of you should answer maybe this question separately, but you know, when should someone consider a private investment to add to their portfolio? When, if ever?
I think
who wants to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guess first. I think for me the question is, what do you personally bring to the table? I think that's the number one question you need to answer for yourself. Like in my case, I'm a member of an angel investing group called Tech Coast Angels. Mm-hmm. And so that group does investments in tech companies and life science companies. The reason that I think that's good for me is because I think I have something to add in terms of value there, in terms of evaluating companies, in terms of understanding the business, understanding the tech, understanding really the mechanics of things. And so because I believe that, then that's probably a good thing for me to look at. If I didn't have that kind of skill set, this would not be the right thing for me to be doing, right? It's what do you bring to the table specifically?
It's Financial Detox. I'm Jason Labrum, your host in studio with Alex Klingensmith and Augustine LeBron. We're having a great conversation about alternative investments, trading costs, and all kinds of good stuff. I hope you're enjoying the show. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always send an email to jason@financialdetox.com. That's straight to my inbox. I will answer it personally. Or Alex will help me out and answer it. We will answer it.
Or the team will.
But we will answer it.
You're pretty good about that.
I am. I have fire on those things, man. I love it. So we want to hear from you. If you have questions or you're just stuck on something, you're not sure about what your advisor's telling you or your friend's telling you regarding some private investment, then use us as a resource. We're here in Carlsbad. We have a small satellite office in La Jolla. We have offices in Scottsdale and in Fort Worth, Texas, and Temecula, California. We have a phenomenal team bringing together almost 400 and something years of experience combined to the table. So it is a large depth of resources and knowledge, and we are here for you. It's the Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. So Alex, you asked a great question. Do you want to rephrase it just in case somebody's just tuning in on the podcast or the show?
The first part of the show, I think we had a lot of the overwhelming comments were around like public markets provide more stability and consistency and reliability. And so, but I think it's important to answer the question. We should answer the question, when should someone consider a private investment to add to their portfolio? You answered the question with another good question. You know, basically, what can I bring to the table? Like, am I invested? Am I an expert in this particular investment? Because I think the answer, because if not, probably not a good idea. Mm-hmm. If you are,
but
like you pointed out, maybe it is.
But sometimes if you are, then that could be a good thing, right?
Yeah. So one question answer is
You can really add value to a company. And I think you're talking, Augustine, about specifically private equity companies. These are private companies. So there's a difference between public markets. You buy a stock on a public exchange. You're not going to take a seat on the board. You're not going to control the operations of that company. You're just an equity shareholder. But when you go into private equity, businesses that are not publicly traded, it's a whole new bag of worms.
It's because much more hands-on.
And it's not regulated, and you don't know what the financials really are unless you're really getting in there and understanding those. But
so be involved is one reason why you might, if you're involved.
I think, though, as maybe a contradiction to what you said, Augustine, is we have a real estate fund where we invest in multifamily properties for our clients. They are not involved, right? They don't know. They barely know which properties we buy. However, we have an expertise in it. But we're also partnering with strategic operators who are really good in certain areas and relying on their expertise and their boots on the ground and their experience. That is a situation where somebody's not involved, but they're doing it because it provides a different diversification of their portfolio. So I would say, A, you have enough assets that it makes sense to diversify. You have, you know, $3 million of investable assets and you take $250,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 and put in direct real estate through professionals that have custodians, record keepers, auditors.
And that itself is diversified. Like, you're not just buying one house on one block, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's a situation where if you have a trusted advisor with experience, with a pedigree in this, it may make sense, and you have enough money and you understand, probably the most important thing is that you understand the risk involved. Because once you leave public markets, where we said earlier, I think we all agreed, there isn't really risk of total loss of money if you're diversified, unless Armageddon happens. But when you go into private real estate or you go into private equity, there is risk of it not working, meaning total loss of capital.
Well, I have some stats for you.
Let's hear
it. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
So I dug through. So the group that I'm involved with, there's a massive database of all the deals that they've done over the course of the last 5 to 6 years.
Yep.
It actually goes back longer, but that's all the data I could scrape up. So the process is people, like companies come in and pitch, and you basically filter out all the ones that are kind of clearly crazy. And what remains is actually pretty reasonable. Then you do some due diligence and you invest money in some fraction of them, right? Yep. So it's a pretty big filter already.
Yes.
Of those companies you ended up putting money in, I looked it up. Try to guess what percentage of those companies at least broke even, let alone made money.
I would say it's less than 10.
It is 9.5%.
Wow.
So 90.5% of the companies that angel investors, good angel investors put money in, they know going in, 90% of that money is just going to zero.
Wow. So the 10% that works, or 9.5% that works, better work well.
Those have to be at least 10 baggers.
My personal story was, remember I emailed you a couple weeks ago, and for compliance reasons, I was checking with our chief compliance officer and Jason. I'm like, hey, one of my good friends is on the board of another one of these angel fund things in San Diego. And, you know, he's so excited and passionate about it, and he's involved and he's interested. And it's funny hearing me talk out loud about this, because I'm not involved and I'm not even interested, but I am interested in making money and also diversifying. Right. And I would only put $6,000, for example, of my own personal net worth, which is important.
That's,
you said
small,
something earlier. Right. A percentage of your total net worth that's reasonable, I feel, is very small.
Yeah. For like 5 or 10.
Right. So this
maybe
is
maybe 10. 10's high.
Right. So the 6,000 to me is much lower than that even. But Jason responded in a funny way, because a lot of one-liners with Jason sometimes, depending on what time of day it is in the email. But he's just like, if you want to lose all your money, go for it, or something like that. Jordy, the compliance officer, said that's actually okay, as long as we're not, you know, guiding clients towards this, which I never
and
would.
And I think I told you, I think if you're looking for an investment where there's a high probability of total loss, then I would put your money.
That's right. That's right. So I think I'm going to change my mind on that.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's just the facts. So
90% chance of not
of losing money on that. That's why, like, again, diversification. That's the only way that you can make this and make any kind of sense.
We're happy to help you out. We want to get this message out because it becomes most prevalent in times of peak markets like we're experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. So we are available to help you. If you have one of these things you're looking at and you want a second set of eyes on it, there's no cost. We'll talk about it. We'll run it by our friend here, Augustine, who is part of Texas Coast Angels Investing. So we can bring you we can bring you a very educated and experienced group to give you an opinion on that. Give us a call at 877-707-8889 if you would like a second opinion or a thought about what you're doing there. That's 877-707-8889. Thanks for being here, Augustine. Thanks, Alex, as always. Have a great one. It's Financial Detox.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for financial detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com. For podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind. Money.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on assumptions, and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decisions. There is a risk of loss of investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors, financial situation, or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.